The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com.
Welcome to Jason Duvall.
No, I would have to speak. I would have to speak with an accent and emphasize everything.
Yeah, well.
In the vessel known as David Draper.
Yay.
Yay. Dave Draper, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Yay. We were talking about, I was kind of explaining the broken, woken Matt Hardy universe to David, who, it's dumb, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, well, so long as you acknowledge it's dumb, I can't fault you for enjoying it.
Oh, it's batshit crazy dumb, but yeah. Kudos to Matt Hardy to reinvent himself into this batshit crazy character that he exemplifies that persona like nonstop when he's in public and stuff. So he's like, he lives that gimmick when he's in the public eye, and it really helps to sell that he's actually this crazed, kind of broken lunatic who...
Yeah, that worked out so well for Heath Ledger. But
Yeah, the one good thing is Matt Hardy actually is a stable human being.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. We don't know. Matt's crazy.
Allegedly.
Oh, gang, we're back with a new show.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week.
Okay.
We knew Toys R Us was closing, but it's hit a lot of people really hard. We'll talk more about that in a minute.
All right.
But I do want to say, so recording this on the 21st. On this morning of the 21st, Hasbro released a ton of new pictures of the painted Jabba sail barge. And announced that it's also going to include an exclusive Yak Face figure.
I saw that.
Yeah, which I think they're hoping will drive sales, because right now it's kind of stalled at just under 3,000.
No, it's over 3.
Is it over 3 now?
Yeah. It
wasn't this morning, so I think they're hoping that
maybe that worked, and I don't know.
It's possible. But, so we get a special Yak Face on a Star Wars Power of the Force card.
Yeah.
With a coin.
With the coin.
Which is kind of neat.
It's, you know, it's neat, but, like, I don't, like, I'm glad I ordered the barge, because I would be furious if I missed that.
Right.
That's just how my brain works.
Yes.
But, I really think they keep doing, like, it comes with a Jabba figure, and it comes with this, and I like that they kind of went all out and made it, like, an actual toy where it's got all these features, and this, and that, and it. I like that, but, like... The $500 price is killing you guys. Maybe you should have cut rather than add.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's
just like it's too expensive.
I mean, it's cool. Like
it looks,
the armory's
super cool.
Looks like it's got removable weapons, which is kind of neat. You know, there's place for the pilots.
Little cockpit.
Yeah, little cockpit.
There should be a little kitchen too.
Yeah, I think so. Like all
little
the
gorgs.
All the guns move and the gunner stations and. You know, the side comes off to reveal the inside, and you know, the Jabba figure's neat. And
I'm pretty sure that's the... I don't know if that's the Walmart one or not. He's got a big hump on the back.
Yeah, he does. It's, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's, like you said, it's cool that Hasbro...
It's an awesome toy. I hope it gets made, but if it doesn't, it's going to be because... There's just too many bells and whistles, and it's too expensive.
Yeah, $500 price.
$500 is a killer.
Here's my question though.
My favorite. Well, let me quickly say my favorite thing is that people are like, they should have done this with G.I. Joe first. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, those are the guys that coined Waiting for Ross.
Yeah, that ain't no.
Yeah,
shit.
No.
Sorry, Joe fans, but that's
dude. I am
truth.
A Joe fan, and like, no.
Sadly,
that's why you guys don't get nice things.
Yeah, boy, ain't that the truth. But the thing is Hasbro spent all this money on tooling. And all this stuff.
I don't know if it's tooled yet.
Well, no, but you think, like, if they've come this far, like, don't you think at some point, if it doesn't go through with this, like, they either just make it super limited and just sell the ones that they know they've got sold and be done with it?
No. I don't think that they've cut the tools yet. I think that's a really high-end prototype, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right on that. Man, dude, it's beautiful looking, but again, it's
awesome. I love it. It's really super cool. I would love to have one. I can't remember. I mean, I was one of the first people to back it when it went up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I really think that 5,000 people at $500 a pop is just, it's unrealistic.
I agree. Hot Toys showed off their Thor Ragnarok Loki.
All right.
Which, again, it's Hot Toys. It looks amazing.
It looks good. Yeah. And his expression's a little
dull.
Constipated, but...
Yeah. But I like that Loki, you know, he's got a removable helmet. He's got some different hands. He comes with the cosmic cube. He comes with his little daggers. He also comes
Tesseract.
With... Yeah, the Tesseract.
In the movies, it's called the Tesseract. Yeah.
And he also comes with the giant... the demon head.
Sutra's head.
Yeah, Sutra's head.
Which I may be mispronouncing, but...
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That might be...
Hot Toys does good stuff.
Yeah, Sutra's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat looking. Looks like that's going to be first or second quarter of next year.
Well, yeah.
See, here's my problem with Hot Toys.
Okay.
Is that this movie was out...
Last November.
There's enough time that they could have sculpted and got this ready in order to release this year. But instead, since the way they do things, and I get their high quality, but there's enough lead time there to actually get the figure out.
But what you're forgetting is that they're releasing stuff from Doctor Strange and Avengers Age of Ultron and Justice League this year. I mean, their thing is that they're kind of like Mezco, except they actually produce things.
Right.
Where they've got this huge backlog of stuff.
Speaking of Mezco. So apparently the 112th Collective Ghostbusters Deluxe box set went on sale.
All right.
Or went up for pre-order, I should say. I'm sorry. They don't look good. Like, the heads are fine, but the costumes...
Costumes look a little Mego-y.
Big-ass zippers on the front? They don't. Well,
zippers are difficult to do at that scale.
I know they are, but...
That's why you don't do them at that scale.
I know. That's exactly true. I don't know, man. I don't... Head sculpts are fine.
Yeah, they look... The jumpsuits also kind of have like a weird... Almost like they're insulated.
Yeah.
You know, like they're winter jumpsuits or something.
Yeah, it's...
They're puffy.
Yeah, I don't like the puffiness. Looks like... Although the extra head sculpts, like, there's a Ray that looks kind of...
Shocked.
Well, shocked. There's an Egon that's screaming it looks awful.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Like, that looks terrible. There's a Winston that looks all right. Like, he's kind of scared.
I assume Peter's just slimed.
See, the screaming heads, that screaming head I don't like.
All right.
I'm sorry. It looks like an awful... Like, somebody tried to draw Harold Ramis, and it just didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
So let's see. Egon comes with the proton pack, a walkie-talkie, the PKE meter, 6 interchangeable hands, an alternate head, a stand, and his utility belt. Winston comes with the walkie-talkie, Slimer, hands, alternate head.
Why does Winston come with Slimer?
Couldn't tell you.
Of all the characters.
Yeah, see, I don't like Peter's screaming head either.
Oh, Peter has a screaming head. He does have a screaming head. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah, Peter comes with the proton pack walkie-talkie, the Bacharach Sniffer 300, the interchangeable hands, the alternate head, the utility belt, and such. Then Ray comes with the ghost trap, the ecto goggles, and everything else the other guys come with. So, great, awesome, Mezco. How much product have you actually released that you've shown?
Wow.
Well, let's be honest. I mean,
we'll get a little personal.
Well.
I don't know. I don't collect that stuff.
I know. So. You've cherry-picked.
I have not cherry-picked. I have one. When they first started and they were doing Dark Knight Returns, I have one set for that.
Yes.
And then I have Old Man Logan on order.
Which,
and that's it.
Maybe that'll show up someday.
Maybe. Well, I mean, to be fair, when I ordered it, they had it set way far back.
True.
So.
We did get a new Avengers Infinity War trailer last week.
Yes.
And it was... pretty spectacular.
It was really cool.
Which brings us to, which we'll talk about here in a second also, but it sounds like on Thursday when you guys hear this, you'll have a new Deadpool trailer. There's supposed to be a new Deadpool trailer released tomorrow. And apparently it's they're saying that it's testing higher than the original Deadpool.
Yeah, now they're saying that.
Yeah, now they're saying that.
It's funny how it went from, oh, it's testing terribly, to now it's testing better than the original.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing all these reshoots.
Yeah.
To make it better.
Well, everybody does reshoots, though. It's not, that's the norm these days.
I remember them taking shots at Justice League for doing reshoots.
Well, yeah. But yeah, the Avengers Infinity War trailer was pretty...
It was cool.
It was pretty cool, man. It's ending with the money shot of Steve Rogers, like, holding back Thanos' hand.
Yeah, that was cool.
In the gauntlet, and Thanos just kind of looking at him like, what the hell? Pretty sure Cap's dying.
Maybe. I mean,
let's be honest. Pretty sure Steve Rogers
I'm wondering if Tony makes it out.
Which is weird, because we've seen pictures from the next Avengers movie that's being shot.
Yeah, but they're saying that might be wacky time. Have we seen pictures from the next Avengers movie?
Yeah, because that's the one where Ant-Man, like, they've all got the, like, the time travel material on, like, Ant-Man's got it built into a suit.
All right, I didn't realize that was... Yeah, I think you told me something about that. Yeah. I know it's supposed to involve time travel, maybe.
So...
They need to bargain with Thanos. Doctor Strange's first name is Steven, too. There's too many Steves.
I know.
Too many Steves!
Steve Rogers, Steve Strange.
Although apparently that's right from the comic. The weird guy that, like, has them all pincushioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's apparently right from the comics.
Really?
Yeah, like, that guy, like actually, like, takes over Doctor Strange and makes him kind of be not an enemy, but, like, a nuisance or I can't think tonight.
Interesting.
But he's the bad guy that takes over Doctor Strange's mind, controls it, so that Doctor Strange is one of the things that they have to, like, fight against.
Oh. There were a couple cool shots in the trailer.
One
was Papa Thanos.
That was cute. That was
holding little Gamora's hand.
Yeah, which was, like, weirdly sweet. Like, because Gamora is supposed to be his favorite.
You know, it's weird. Like, they've kind of... I've been reading some interviews they've done with the writers and stuff, and they kind of explain that Thanos, you know, most...
I've sort of heard his... Like, I don't understand his thing, his deal. I know they changed it from the comics.
Yeah.
In the comics...
He was courting death.
He was literally courting death. Death is an actual... has the DC universe has a personification.
Yes.
Except instead of being a quirky goth chick, she's just this girl in a purple cloak.
Yeah.
And so he wants the Infinity Stones to, like, kill everything, to, like, as a gift. He destroys half the universe, which he actually does in the comic immediately.
Yes.
As a gift for death. And actually that pisses her off. Because he's messing her job.
Yeah.
That's why she turns against him, because it's like, hey, you're messing with my stuff.
Yep.
And that causes all kinds of complications.
Yes.
In the movie, he wants to kill half the universe to bring balance. I don't understand how that works.
Something about on Titan, on his home planet.
All right.
That he saw... Whatever happened on Titan, he sees happening to the rest of the universe. And he didn't stop it on Titan, so now he's determined to stop it because it wiped out his race, and he doesn't... Although it's one of those... He thinks he's doing the right thing, but it's just a terrible thing. So...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But apparently this... They've said this is Thanos' movie. Like, this movie is... Like, yes, all the heroes are in it, but this is Thanos. Like, it's his story.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Yeah, I mean, I do love the line of dialogue about how he's... And it could be stitched together, because you know how trailers are.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about, you know, hey, when I'm done, you'll still have half... You know, Earth will still have half the human race.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be perfectly balanced, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, I hope they remember you.
And you're like, oh...
But the way he says that is so sincere.
Yeah.
It's like, I really hope that they remember what you tried to do for them.
Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah, it's...
And that was a cool moment.
It's going to be a very interesting film.
It already broke Black Panther's record for
pre-sale
sales.
Records. Yeah. To be
fair, guys, come on. It has, like, every Marvel hero ever.
Yeah, that's appeared so far.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of them will just be, like, cameos. Like, I think they said Wasp will basically be a cameo.
Right.
But, I'm excited. Yeah, I hope it's, like, here's the thing. I think the reason the first movie worked as my voice cracks.
Sir.
Would you like fries with that, sir? I think the reason the first movie worked is because it wasn't really a movie. I mean, it was a movie. It was filmed. It was put on screens, blah, blah, blah. But it didn't really have, like, arcs and narratives. It was just bringing together these cool characters, and they do cool stuff. And it didn't really tell a story, per se. I
mean, no.
Again, it did, but, like, you know, there's mechanics to a film, you know, and to any storytelling. And the Avengers just kind of pooped on that and just, like, threw all the cool stuff on the screen.
Yeah.
And then Age of Ultron tried to tell, like, 5 stories. You know, there was Ultron story and Vision story and Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver story and all these little side stories and, you know, Hawkeye's family and blah, blah, blah. You know, they were just, like, it was, like, 5 movies in one.
Yeah.
So I hope that Infinity War is basically just Thanos comes, wrecks stuff, everybody's got to team up to stop him, like, a non-movie.
Yeah.
A non-story. That's what these Avengers movies have to be. They're just throw stuff at the screen. We will enjoy it.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it was exciting. Of course, with the trailer, they released the new poster, which is the final poster for the film, and just features about everybody. Of course, people are already complaining, though, that there's, you know, Hawkeye's not in it. Ant-Man's not featured.
Ant-Man's not in it. Hawkeye's not in it. Wasp's not in it.
But we know Hawkeye's in the film.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in the film.
And we know Ant-Man's in the film.
Yeah, I've heard he's in the film.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like,
they're cameo, they're glorified cameos. And
yeah.
For all you Hawkeye fans out there, and I know they are, they're out there. Dude, in the actual comic, he's one of the half of the universe that gets killed instantaneously.
Yep.
So just calm down.
Pretty quick.
He probably has a bigger role in this than the actual comic.
Yeah. So Toys R Us announced last week that they were indeed going to close all their U.S. locations, save for 200 of them in the Canadian branch, which apparently the Canadian branch got bought because it's business as usual in Canada.
Is it?
From what I understand.
I hadn't heard the official on that, and I hadn't heard that the 200 was official.
Well, apparently the Canadian stores are not closing. I don't know about the 200 U.S. stores that are top moneymakers, but it doesn't sound like they've decided on any of that, because it sounds like it's about every Toys R Us store is closing, including ours.
Oh, ours is, we would not make the top 200. We might make the top 400.
Right.
I talked to some guys last week, and they were like, yeah, if they do the 200, we're not going to make it. If they do the 4, we have a chance.
Yeah, so.
And as I was telling you, it's kind of sad, because as I was telling you before the show, they had a truck last week. They have one more truck this week, and then it's all going to be clearance from here on out. And last week, they put out a bunch of Han Solo toys.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, not a bunch, but a case. I was like, ooh, and then it was garbage toys that just bleh. Those little tiny micro things.
Yeah.
And it was like their playset, their track.
You're like,
and it's street dated April 13th, so the Solo toys are street dated April 13th. And I'm like, and I was like, well, and then he's like, yeah, I came on the truck, I'm just putting it out. And I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Fire you?
Yeah, no crap.
He's like, exactly. So I'm kind of hoping there's a case of figures on the next truck.
Have you been in there this week?
Not this week.
Not this week. I'm just curious. I know
Tracy's bugging me because, like, the sales start tomorrow, and I'm like, well, first of all,
they're only going to be 10% off.
It's only going to be 10% off. No, they are only going to be 10% off. And secondly, like, I think she just thinks that I buy toys. Like I buy specific toys. Now, yes, I buy a lot of specific toys,
yes.
But it's not like, oh, I'm going to buy this Lego set just because it's Legos. Oh, I'm going to buy this stuffed animal because it's a toy and I want, you know.
Right.
Like, I think she thinks that I just buy stuff. Like, and there's no real...
There's a rhyme and reason to it.
There's a rhyme and reason to it. And, my thing is, I have everything that they have. So there's nothing really... I mean, maybe one or two Lego sets. But even then, like, I have nowhere to put them. So that's why I'm hoping there's good stuff on the truck. Although, apparently, everybody's going for that stupid Jeffrey pop. That's the thing that's getting scalped.
Yeah, the Jeffrey, the pop, the flocked one is going for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, which is just insane.
Oh, God. I've already had, like, 2 people ask me to keep an eye out for them.
You know, I saw earlier that a lot of, you know, Toys R Us owes a number of these companies a lot of money, and a lot of these companies floated merchandise to them, and they're very angry that the courts decided to go ahead with the liquidation and not find a way to pay these companies back. Some of them have gone in and taken their merchandise back, like Bandai and SH Figure Arts. Some stores were selling them in, like, big displays like Barnes & Noble had, and they've gone in, and not only have they cleaned out whatever they need to clean out, but they've also, like, opened the case and taken the figures out of the case.
Wow.
And, yeah, like, you know, I know in Springfield, I know the trading cards are gone. Like all the Pokemon cards, Magic cards, all those are gone. Huh. Like they came in and took all those.
Well, Magic's a Hasbro thing, so.
But I think it's whatever
distributor.
Whatever distributor it is. I thought that for sure Nintendo would come in and take their consoles back, because I remember back in the old days, that was the thing, is Nintendo technically owned those consoles even though you sold them. They got such a small fraction of the price for those consoles. But apparently, from what I understand, is that all the video game systems are going to get clearanced and liquidated out. All the games, everything. So, it's...
Again.
Yeah. But the plan is to start liquidation sales on 3/22, which is tomorrow, which is Thursday. And their plan is to have about everything cleared out in about 14 weeks.
Yeah.
Some stores will likely close sooner than that, as some stores had already started their closing. Distribution centers that supply stores will also probably shut down sooner than the stores themselves.
Well, yeah.
Like Dave said, we're probably getting one more truck tomorrow with stuff on
Friday, whatever. Friday. We'll have fresh stuff, I think.
And then after that...
Yeah, they said after that they're not going to be able to get invoices or know what's on the truck. It's just going to be whatever's in the warehouse.
Yep. There was last week a report that MGA Entertainment was seeking permission from the courts to be able to receive bids up until March 26th for the foreign business divisions, minus the UK of Toys R Us, which the UK is completely shutting all of its doors. And then an auction would take place on March 29th for the divisions, where it's expected that we'll hear the final outcome from the Canada 200 US stores. Although, from what I understand, Canada's like they're not closing. And of course, Asia and all that is like business as usual, because Asia's top performing. And then some news that came out, looks like Amazon is already kind of poking at the corpse before it's freshly corpsed, as they're looking to buy. Some of the Toys R Us's actually own the locations they stand on. Amazon is looking to buy those locations that the Toys R Us stores are standing on in order to turn them into brick-and-mortar Amazon stores. Which are the stores where you just download the app, walk in, grab what you want, walk out, and it charges your card. You don't have to check out at the register or nothing.
I don't like that. That sounds like a hell of a scam waiting to happen.
Right?
Parking lot's going to be full of guys with little antennas on their cars. Ugh. I hate this crazy new world we live in, Jason.
And then with the news of Toys R Us's closure, a company named Strategic Marks LLC announced that they not only did they own the copyrights to KB Toys, and a certain spelling of KB Toys, mind you, because Toys R Us still owns certain spellings of the name, because Toys R Us actually...
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
they bought KB. Well... Some of them they let lapse.
Hmm.
And one of them is literally, you know, is KB Toys. And the logo, was lapsed as well. So Strategic Marks, a couple of years ago, bought everything they could with KB Toys with the intention to, at the time, create a business plan to install new KB stores in order to compete with Toys R Us. In order to be a second toy store location.
Congratulations, you won.
Well, and now that Toys R Us has announced they were liquidating, it has sped up their plans quite a bit to the point now where Strategic Marks is looking to open just over 1,000 pop-up KB toy stores for Black Friday and the holiday season.
Yeah.
So much like Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were other like just toy stores that did stuff like that.
Yeah. Like in our mall, we always have a calendar store that pops up that sells
toys.
No, but
I was going to say, there was a toy store that would pop up. And they haven't done it in the last couple of years, I don't think.
Yeah. So that's, you know.
And then they were going to analyze how those pop-up stores did.
Yep. They were going to see how they sold through on those stores and see how business will. The problem is, though, with the Christmas season, yes, business is going to be good. You can't really... You would have to leave some of those pop-up stores open throughout the year in order to really figure out what is making money. Because the Christmas season, you're always going to make money. Especially in pop-up stores. They sell stuff like, I mean, you know...
Yeah.
The pop-up stores Carrie and I have been to, like the calendar stores and stuff, are always busy during the Christmas season. And then they liquidate most of their stock. They pack everything up, send it back to the warehouse, and they close down. So, you know, you're looking for you know, this Christmas, about 1,000 stores to pop up countrywide to see what happens. You know, what happens with KB Toys. Of course, they closed their doors permanently in 2008, and then got bought out by Toys R Us in September of 2009. And then Strategic Mark said about a year ago they acquired the KB Toys, everything that they have they acquired back, you know, about a year ago. So it's been a wild ride. Like, there's some really, I know our friend Pixel Dan made a video about Toys R Us. I don't know if you'd watched it.
Nah.
I've watched it, and it's actually pretty touching, you know.
Oh, sure, because he worked there, and he's a toy guy, and, yeah, and he's got a son.
So Carrie and I talked, and she was kind of like, are you sad about it? And I was like, you know, I was like, part of me is a little sad about it. I'm like, it's, you know, it's was like 9.5, almost 10 years of my adult life working there. I'm like, I don't have a lot of memories as a child. I have a couple. I have more memories as a teenager once I got my license and an expendable income, and I was able to go there on my own. Like, I have more memories of that than I do my childhood. But my adult life, I have a ton of them, including meeting my best friend. You know,
who is this guy?
That would be you.
Oh,
you know, that for me, all of those memories are wrapped up in my adult life, and working there and working for the company. And for it to close like it is, it makes me very sad for that part of my life. Like, you know, where we were saying, you know, Danny's got a son and he takes his son there all the time. And it's really, I know it's, Danny's been saying on Twitter and stuff that it's really tearing him up because he's not going to be able to share those moments with his son anymore. Like, there's just not going to be anywhere to go like that. So I get that. I'm sad for all the people losing their jobs.
That's one of the things that I'm, as we go forward, that's one of the things that I'm really sad about because, you know, I got to know these people. I always joke that it was my scam, but
yeah.
But I really got to know these people, and I'm really, you know, a lot of them are good people.
Well, you have a friend that works there.
I have many friends that
work
there.
Well, but you have an old friend that works there.
I have the wife of an old friend. Yes. And she's a friend too. But
yeah,
and she posted that she's looking for a new job, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's a shitty time for all of this to, you know, to go down the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm pissed at the vultures online who are just like, when did the sales start? Like, the day after they announced they were closing, like, I went to my Toys R Us today, they ain't doing nothing. There's no sales or anything. And I'm just like, you people are so stupid and so damn needy that you've got to go to these stores where people are going to lose their jobs. And be like, oh, you guys are closing, right? When's the sales start? Just...
I mean,
dude, come on,
to
man.
To be fair, I just said I was hoping that I could, like, squeak out some Star Wars toys before the street.
Well, but still, man, what you're doing is one thing. What these people doing, like, yelling at these managers and stuff, like, get your sales, let's do it, mark it down, you're closing anyway. Come on, man. I'm going to go rough PG-13. The fuck is wrong with you people? Seriously.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's just, I mean, ironically, that's the kind of mindset that got Toys R Us killed in the first place.
I know.
Money, money, money.
It's the same thing as the Joe fans. I'm just going to wait till Ross. Idiots.
You just heard about money, 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 money.
Oh, God. I'm just, it frustrates me is all. Like, I don't get emotional about a lot, but that kind of stuff just frustrates me. And there have been many times this week where I've almost got into arguments with people and I've deleted the messages and I'm like, nope.
That was probably smart.
Nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Like, the stuff that I have commented on have been just facts. Like, you know, you got to give it time. Like, these things take planning. They announce their closing. Yes, it's going to be another week or two before they finalize everything and announce it. Like, you guys just need to chill the hell out.
Well, I mean, I almost got into it with someone too. And I was like, it's just like, I don't know. It was weird. It was annoying. Because, first of all, he had, like, two different positions at the same time. Like, we should have been upset back in 2003.
Yeah, it's like, I've heard
but that. We don't know what's going to happen yet. It's, yeah, like, it's like, so I don't know yet if I should have been upset in 2003.
And
okay.
Here's the thing, like, in 2003, when Bain Capital started buying these companies up, they didn't really have a reputation for going in and shutting them down like they did.
Who paid attention to that?
Nobody
kind of
paid
stuff.
Attention I mean, to that stuff. The only reason
now,
they're paying
now the
attention
argument
to
is maybe
now,
we should have been paying attention.
Yeah, we should have been.
Sure, but nope. I mean, the first time that I heard anything was when the guy went over from Domino's.
Yeah,
because then people were like, "Ooh," because he almost ruined Domino's. And I'm
yeah,
like, okay. But I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, but I am not a shareholder in Bain Capital.
Well, now, going
although
back...
Although maybe I should be.
Now, going back and doing research after all this has happened, you start to discover that this was what Bain did. They waited for these companies to come out of bankruptcy. Because Toys R Us had just come out of bankruptcy, was in the black for the first time in years, was making money, and that's when Bain Capital swooped in and bought everything they could, and then loaded all that debt onto them and then walked away.
Yeah,
and that you start researching, you discover, well, this is what they did, and no one really recognized what was happening because at the time it didn't really hurt anything. It wasn't until KB shut down, and then they start.
Well, it was also the I think people really started paying attention to this kind of stuff in general after the housing bubble.
Yes,
and all that sort of creepy shenanigans and the banks almost all remember, like right before the housing bubble burst, the banks were all going bankrupt.
Yeah,
remember there's that South Park, and it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, that the economy was collapsing. That's when we... But in 2003, we were going to a war with Iraq.
Yeah.
That's what we were... You know, we were, like, still looking in the sky to see if something was going to fall out.
Yep.
That's what we were kind of focused on in 2003.
So, it's just... It's...
It sucks. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, Toys R Us was always going to go away. I mean, I hate to say it.
Oh, you know, no.
It was always going to go... It was just... It was a bad environment.
Yeah.
And it was getting worse, you know, and... You know, and we've said from the very first episode of Dave and Duvall's that the toy market is changing and it's all drying up, it's all changing, kids are on their screens.
Yeah.
You know, kids play with toys less and less, yeah. And it was always going to happen. I just think that Bain Capital sort of like, what was the example? Oh, it's like the Ice Age is coming and Bain Capital shaved all the mammoths.
Yeah.
So that it probably would have been a hard row to hoe. But Bain Capital made it worse.
Who are you calling a Rhoda hoe?
I don't know. Rhoda, I guess.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, Rhoda. No, I agree. It's like...
It's a combination of things, and it all came together, and it killed a thing that we like. And that's the other thing. People are like, you only care because, like, it's Toys R Us. And, like, my own uncle was like, yeah, you guys just, you know, the problem is you all shop at Amazon. I'm like, I never buy toys from Amazon.
Here's the thing. I buy things at Amazon once a year. When I get Amazon gift cards for Christmas. That's the only time I buy anything from Amazon. Like
I don't buy toys from Amazon.
I try to go and buy stuff in stores.
I do too. Well, here's my thing is Amazon is like my fallback. Online is my fallback. Like, if I can't find it in a store, I'll get it from Amazon. But I always try real stores first for everything. And that's one of the things I'm sort of not happy about. Big Bad was always like my backup toy supplier. Because I got a big box from Big Bad right after this, and someone said something about, you know, there you go. And I'm like... This was all backup stuff. Like, none of this stuff is things that I've seen in stores ever.
Yeah.
And that includes Marvel Legends. That includes the multiverse stuff. Because we're about to do a bunch of reviews. Literally everything in that box, I've never seen at retail.
Yeah.
So, you know,
And it's been like that for several years now, where it's like... Yeah. We've known pretty much what's going to hit our stores and what's not. And Dave...
Not always.
Not always, but Dave's been pretty good about... Yeah. Knowing, you know, what, you know, what's on the shelf, what we're probably going to get, what he's probably not ever going to see. And instead of missing out, he just orders it because he's like, well, I'm not going to go out hunting every day.
Well, yeah. I mean, like with the Star Wars 40th, I ordered both waves from Big Bad because I knew there was going to be that one figure. First wave, it was R2. Second wave, I think it was the Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
That just would not ever show up on shelves.
Yeah.
Just and I was like, I'm not going to deal with that nonsense.
So, I don't blame you. Some Kickstarter news. Just to kind of end the show on, which is always fun. The Batman Gotham City Chronicles game has topped $3
million.
Jeez. Yeah, $3,182,329.
You know what's scary? That's still not enough to like for the sale barge.
No.
I think the sale barge is like $5
million. Yeah, which is nuts. They've knocked out 40 stretch goals.
God.
The game's got 148 miniatures to it.
Madness.
And that's just in the core game. Like, that's just... That's before all of the add-on stuff. But so right now, we've unlocked Green Arrow. We've unlocked Black Canary. Doc Death got unlocked. The next two to unlock are Katana and Tusk.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. So kind of interesting. It's of course, we talked about it. Our mutual friend Brad is getting this game.
And yes, he is. He's all
we
in.
We will probably end up playing this.
I'm sure we will. Yeah.
So he's getting it in all the expansions, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, it's got, as of this recording, it has, 9 days to go?
Yeah.
It's possible it hits just about $3,500,000 before it's all said and done.
Could be.
Which is just insane. Just insane.
Yeah.
But looking at the last, like, four games they created, which I'm not sure what they were. One of them was Conan. Okay. The Book of Conan. One of them was Mythic Battles Pantheon. Okay. And one of them was the Conan game. And all of those succeeded, like, way over there. What did Conan succeed at?
I imagine board games are relatively manageable.
Cost-wise. Conan hit 3 million, man. They hit an 80,000 goal and hit 3,327,000. So.
Wow.
And that
wow,
was.
That had a ton of miniatures,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that had a shite ton of miniatures. And a ton of stretch goals.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the stretch goals they unlocked.
Gosh.
Yeah. So. It's crazy. Like, they just keep knocking them out of the park. And then, I told you a little bit about this when we played games this last week after we recorded. But the TMNT book had an update. And instead of the creator updating it on Kickstarter, because so many people were pissed that he hadn't updated regularly at all, he sent out a mass, like, not a mass, but he sent out, like, a personalized email to everyone who had backed the book. And so he goes on to talk, because the last update was just about the Chinese New Year. And everybody was like, why are you telling us about the Chinese New Year? We don't care. Where's the book? What is happening with the book?
Well, because in the Chinese New Year, everything shuts down in China.
Right. But then everyone's like, well, you never told us you were public. You were getting this
to be fair,
printed in China. Like,
to be fair, that's apparently a much more common thing than I thought.
Yes, and it is. I think Blake had his book.
I think Blake did, too. Yeah.
So... he goes on to say, instead of the traditional update, I wanted to email everyone, blah, blah, blah. I explained about the delay in the shipment, mainly due to the Chinese New Year's holiday schedule. He goes on to say, no one is more upset about the delays than I am. As upset as I am, it does not change the issue at hand. I did not want to give an update without concrete information. I had to personally make sure that there were no further delays before updating you this time. So here it is. Since I do have confirmation now that they will be shipped when this is out May 9th, it would have been that week. Mailing the books by air is not feasible. The weight of the books and price would cost more than the amount raised. So now it's, again, a waiting game, which means they're going to be shipped over on a container.
Yeah, I mean, my to be fair, my Red Shadows, my Action Force book, you can tell where my loyalties lie. Yeah. I mean, that's shipped in a container, and you're in for a long process, friend.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like it's a legitimately long process.
Yeah. So he goes on to say, however, I assure you that there will be no other shipment delays from overseas. Shipment to the U.S. will be 6 to 7 weeks, roughly 2 months, after which they will be processed by customs, which adds another month and a half.
Probably that, yeah.
The proper unveiling of the book is also finally upon us with the proper packaging. Again, it will be by one of the biggest YouTube vloggers. And I literally text Danny and went, are you reviewing this book? Because he's talking about one of the biggest YouTube vloggers. And if it ain't you with toys and turtles, I don't know who it is. And he went on to say, it could be Andre the Black Comedy Nerd. And I'm like, you should probably text him and ask, because I want to know. Because no offense, any vlogger that's dealing with this guy is out of their minds. Because this guy's already got a ton of bad publicity on his back.
If the book exists, though, the book exists.
Right.
Like,
he said, I will be doing the final review of the extras and the packaging in about 3 weeks, maybe sooner. He goes, I think I've addressed everything here. However, he gives his contact information. He goes, this is by far... I missed a part. He said, originally I wanted to use a blister packaging for the book.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Which is utterly ridiculous. Just do the friggin' book, man.
Just do the friggin' book.
But in the end, it would have delayed the book even further. There was another delay with the molds and transporting them to the manufacturer. So he actually paid to have molds built for this blister packaging for this giant coffee table book, which is the stupidest, dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's why you can't ship it airmail.
So instead... he made the conscious decision and opted for a foil-like packaging that's often used with trading cards and blind box vinyl. He sealed the friggin' book in a foil packaging. It's a book. Wrap it in plastic, send it to my friggin' doorstep. You idiot.
It worked for Madonna and the sex book.
Because there were boobs and vaginas in that book. Of course it worked for that book.
So what you're saying is these turtles are sexless.
Yes.
Okay.
I am. The toys are sexless.
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 Yes.
They're orthodox.
So, it's more interesting.
I mean, let me put it this way. That is all incredibly stupid.
Yes.
Like, this is a guy that is overthinking something that should be really simple.
Yeah.
You guys wanted a book, and he's trying to do this dumbass. And it's interesting to me that all these dumbass things keep you from getting at the book.
Yeah.
That to me is like a little tiny warning bell is going off, like, why are you working so hard to keep us from being able to look at your book?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's the point here?
What are you hiding?
I've seen some of the sample pages that he sent out
to
Kickstarter.
That means nothing.
They look kind of terrible, I'll be honest. Like, some of them he's got, like, a red background with red writing, and you're going, dude,
always a winner.
How stupid are you? Like, did you not talk to a graphic editor? Do you not know what you're doing exactly? Don't do this book then, you friggin' moron. So,
you backed it.
I know I did.
Who's more the moron?
Well, like we said, sometimes things are worth rolling the dice on, and we'll see what happens. Like, I'll be honest, if I get this book and it's not great, because there weren't a lot of backers, like 400 something, so there's not going to be a lot of books out there. And people.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a collector's eye.
Well, no, I'm just saying, people still want this book. I could probably turn around and sell it if it ain't that great and be like, here you go. Who wants it?
Right.
I don't want to keep it because it's awful.
Better sell it quick because I'm pretty sure once a mysterious super vlogger.
Jesus. I can't wait to see who the hell that is. Danny's like, ain't
my,
me.
My guess is it'll be someone you've never heard of, and you'll be flipping out and making a bunch of noise, and then we'll have to endure your criticisms of their stupid video setup.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I see it coming.
Yeah, that's what happens. I get angry.
You do.
I get very
angry. He does. Yeah, he's not playing.
No.
He gets wrapped up in this nonsense.
I do. I don't have anything else to do with my time.
You're jelly. You need to go to the jelly school.
You need to go to the jelly school.
With Wendy Testerberger.
Yeah, stupid Wendy Testerberger. Why she got to be so jelly? She's jelly.
Poor little hobbit.
Oh, poor little hobbit.
Poor little hobbit.
Yo, woman, you ain't no hobbit, is you?
Remember that time you went with the dwarves and that wizard to go get the gate there? How come you ain't no hobbit?
Did she eat 10 breakfasts? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Probably.
Hobbits is like their breakfasts.
One jelly little girl.
God.
All right, enough South Park nonsense.
Yeah,
okay. You had another page. I thought we were going to talk about
that. Oh, no. I just was bringing it up to see if there's any more activity. Gang, that's going to wrap it up for this week's episode of David Noel's Toys and Collectibles. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Making a very good new
wow,
show.
Oh, okay.
Our new show.
So, I mean, Jason survives the stroke.
Yes.
You
smell toast? I smell toast. Am I supposed to smell toast?
No, you're not.
There was a great cartoon of two sharks, and he was like, hey, Marge, what are we supposed to smell from miles away? And they're like, blood. And he's like, it's not toast? No. I smell toast. You're probably having a stroke.
Wow.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Nothing like debilitating injuries to get a good laugh.
Well, I know. I felt bad. I sent you an Infinity War something that it had been a meme, and then somebody actually drew a comic for it. And I sent it to you because it actually made me laugh. And you were like, well, that was unnecessary violence to a dog. And I was like, oh, I guess it kind of was.
Like, well, it was okay. Like, I get the idea. It was based off of John Wick. That they hide the last Infinity Stone in a dog, and Thanos kills the dog, and then John Wick shows up. Where's my dog? That's cute. They did not need a shot of Thanos literally ripping the dog apart with the guts. I would not have found that particularly hilarious even under other circumstances.
I didn't think about it when I sent it. I was just like, that's cute.
I mean, the punchline was funny. I just like, why did you have to like go there?
Yeah, it wasn't me. You could have
just had a shot of like him stomping on him. I mean, like you see him, you hear stomp or something.
Yeah, or you hear just the comic sans.
I mean, in John Wick, the dog did not die that graphically.
No. Thankfully.
Yeah. I think the other dog survived. I haven't seen the second one, but I think the other dog survived.
He does. I won't ruin a whole lot, but yes, he does.
I sort of know. I read the Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's
good. I do that. I'm bad.
It's a good movie. I do too. Hell, I read the Wikipedia for movies that are still in theaters because I'm like, hey, I don't know what I'm going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I want to find out what happens.
I've already read. Well, I tried to read the Wikipedia for Pacific Rim 2, but it wasn't up yet.
Oh, weak.
Wasn't spoiled yet.
Weak.
But I think I know the twist. I think I know the twist, which is dumb.
Yeah,
just sure. Based on a review I saw.
I'm the reviews say the first half is really boring, and then the rest of it's like just batshit crazy.
Well, there's a twist, and I think... Well, I won't spoil it on air.
Don't spoil it on air.
Because I might be wrong. Going back to the Avengers trailer, like... There's a moment, and it's interesting. I think they cut before a big money shot, just based on like what I know about it.
Right.
Like there's that scene where like all the little monsters are jumping on the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know the exact shot that happens next.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised and glad that they cut before that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to, like, the theater's going to go, if it's what I think it is, theater's going to go crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid Lego sets ruining the movie.
Yeah, no, damn it. There you go, guys. That's going to wrap it up this week. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode. Make sure you check it out then. Until the next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed.